Connection coming up in just a bit, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and again, just for the overnight rainfall, to clarify that, a slight chance for some rain tonight between 9 and 11 o'clock, and then hopefully just partly cloudy for the rest of the overnight hours. So mostly sunny for tomorrow, and we're talking weather forecast for an event coming up, because the Chamber has an event or two coming up, one tomorrow. We're welcoming in Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and you've got an event coming up tomorrow, right?
We do, and it cannot rain. Because it's outdoors. So it is our annual Chamber Classic Golf Tournament out at Hillcrest Country Club. And this is our tournament that we do each year to part of the proceeds go to help fund our Depot Preservation Fund. As everyone knows, or hopefully knows, our chamber and our Bartlesville Development Authority, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're all located in the old train depot downtown at 2nd and Keeler.
The historic train depot,
yes. And it's you know, we want to be really good stewards of that building and really take care of it. But when things do break, it's never very inexpensive. We had a plumber in there the other day that was, I think, there for 4 hours. And it just, when things happen, it's just not inexpensive to get fixed. So that's a fundraiser kind of to just help that fund, and it goes towards that. So it's a we actually have a team opening, so if you would like to play, we would love to have you. It's going to be at Hillcrest, so if you're not a member out there, it's a fun way to be able to play that course. And it's going to be an 8 a.m. tee off, so it'll be a little chilly start, but then you'll lose the jackets about an hour in probably. And like Charlie just said, it's not going to be rainy. It's going to be actually looks like a gorgeous day. May just, like I said, start out a little on the chilly side, but we'd love to have you. If you are interested in playing, we would just call us or register online. Because we were just looking over the list, and it's like, oh, we could take another team. So if you'd rather, you know, if you want to play solo, if you've got a friend you want to play with, or if you want to put together a team, all the information is online at bartlesville.com.
It would be a reasonable statement for us to say first come, first serve.
Yes, well, that is true. So, but we would love to have you.
Well, that's great. And again, this is, I'm not sure how many years, but it's been going on for quite a while.
Quite a while. Not near as long as the legislative golf tournament. I think this is our fifth year, so it's not too, actually hadn't been going that long. It happened, like I said, it happened when we had some major things that needed repaired, and it's like, oh man, that fund is getting really low. And we thought, well, let's, you know, this would be a great way to do it. People love to play golf in the spring. It's fun. So Hillcrest is great to work with us on that, and it's a great afternoon. We'll roll off the course. We have lunch at the club, and then we're doing a ball drop sponsored by Kelleher Outdoor, which is always fun. And somebody's ball will either drop in the hole or the one nearest to the hole, going up in a big old what are those called? Bucket trucks. And we'll drop
a bucket. Didn't think you were using a helicopter.
So. No, not a helicopter, but just a bucket truck. They go up as high as they can, drop a bucket of balls, and whoever ball number matches, like I said, closest to the hole wins $500. So it's kind of fun. It's a fun way to end the day. So it's just a neat, laid back. It's a very laid back golf tournament, but it's a lot of fun. And like I said, if you're not a member at Hillcrest, it's a fun way to be able to play that course, because it really is a pretty course.
Okay, well, again, opportunity for people to get out, and whether it's a strictly fun conversation or whether you're going to transact a little business over a game of golf, why not?
I'm sure you're going to transaction some business, because then it's a business expense.
People wouldn't think about that, would they?
Oh, certainly not.
Well, of course not. Let's see, April 15th, how many days away? Yeah.
Yeah, you need some write-offs.
Well, it's a great thing, and again, congratulations on your historic building, and we love it. There is some upkeep expense, whether it's just normal paint and plaster or whether it's actual, you know, something like
those tile roofs.
Yeah, I was going to say a new roof. And why you want to use something that looks like the historic materials as opposed to, and there's nothing wrong with it, but probably a metal roof would not be what you're looking for.
No, that would kill the building.
So it's one of those things, guys, if you sell a metal roof and it looks like maybe those tiles, then maybe we can talk. But
No.
Anyway, other things coming up, there's always a full calendar for the chamber, and I know you've recently had a chamber retreat, so you probably got a few things just from the board to talk about.
We did. Yesterday, our board, our existing board, as well as our new incoming board, whose terms technically start with our new year, July the 1st, but we always invite them in for the last few meetings of our year to be in on the budget process and to be in on the board retreat. We held it out at Willow Rock, and it was absolutely just gorgeous out there. It was such a beautiful spring day, and we were out there all day and had a good overview just of the chamber year. We really analyzed our membership survey, looked at some of those results, talked about a lot of things that staff had done in regards to what we learned from the survey, and then the board spent a lot of time spending on more strategic needs in the community. How do we get behind some of those? How do we make some things happen? More kind of along the quality of life type things. And so there was really a lot of good discussion, some challenges ahead, but it was a great afternoon. We got a really good board. I'm excited about the incoming board. I hate to see the ones roll off. We have 3-year terms, and they stagger, so it's not like everybody rolls off at one time, but it's, you know, I always hate to see the ones roll off because they've been great members too. But this is the first year we actually had a full class of 7 roll on and full 7 roll off, so it's going to be a lot of new on, but some great people coming on board. So anyhow, we're excited about that. Lots of I think exciting things coming up in the future, and there's a lot of discussion around how to make some of that happen.
And you know, you've any nonprofit education forum, they talk about the need for new board members, for new thought, keeping a board fresh, and you're accomplishing all those things.
Exactly. You got to have new. I don't know how people have the same board members for 15-30 years. It just, you got to have fresh ideas, new people come on, new excitement, coming on board. And 3 years, by no means have those people lost that, but it is nice to just have rotating on, and we've been really cognizant of keeping that schedule.
And the chamber apparently enforces that roll on, roll off.
We
sort
do,
of thing,
yes,
know,
we do.
And I'm sure you hear about the stories of, but we've always done it that way. And while that's not a bad thing, if you keep it in history,
it's a pet peeve of mine. Just because I've always done it, doesn't mean we have to do it that way. So that's one thing I do like. We had a staff retreat at the very beginning of the month, and I will say that's one thing I love about our chamber staff is we never, I don't think we've ever said that. Well, we've always done it that way, so we've got, we're very creative, always looking at new ways to do things. How can we make something better? How can we make this event better? How can we meet this need with membership? And so that is something you never hear come out of us. Well, we've always done it this way, so we can't change it, if there's a new idea, new way, we'll talk through it, figure it out, and if we can make it happen, we'll make it happen. I mean, Christmas in the Ville is a perfect example. Lord knows we'd never done that, but it and took an idea, and just we can make it happen. So
I believe it's attributed to Ben Franklin, but anyway, it's a good quote no matter who says it. There's no idea so dangerous that it can't at least be talked about.
Exactly. So we do a lot of talking and figuring things out, and some things fall by the wayside, figure out that's not going to work, that's not the best thing that we could do, and then others kind of grow. And like I said, Christmas in the Ville is a great example of that. When we brought in the ice rink, it started out as just kind of a idea thrown out almost kind of as a joke, and then turned into some serious investigating, researching, and one thing kind of led to another. And what do we have? We had an ice rink holiday season.
We'll talk Christmas coming up in just a bit. Okay. We're talking with Sherry Wilt, and we will continue on A Community Connection in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement. Trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Well, it was, I believe, on this program, maybe not quite this early last year, but you kind of broke the news about a ice skating rink downtown Bartlesville on this program. And at least as far as I know, those plans continue for something bigger, better, more enthusiastic next year.
Yes, they do.
This year, whatever.
this December, what, 7 months away? Yeah, it was last July, actually, we made the decision, which really did not leave much time. We pulled that all together in about 5 months because we actually opened the very end of November, and so we've already started working for next year. So yes, everybody always wants to know, are you guys doing it again? People were asking us, you know, even last year when they were, so are we planning, it's going to be every year, and we're like, well, yeah, I mean, we're planning on it. So that time I couldn't give a definite answer, but you know, after we evaluated it, we had so many positive comments. It was just so fun to see so many people downtown and having some fun things to do. And so yes, we are definitely doing again, and while we're trying to think, how do we make it bigger, how do we make it better? Like I said, last year we pulled that together in 5 months time, thanks to so many wonderful companies in this community that helped us, because it was not a cheap venture. It was a risk that the board okayed for us to try. So we're going to be expanding our lights. It'll be more, even more lit, the whole park area. We're adding some really cool new features. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but just a little bit more decoration, a little bit more even holiday feel than even that there was. We still have the carriage rides again. And we're looking to expand some more entertainment, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of things in the works right now. But, yeah, we're working on it. And it's like, oh, it's so far away. And it's like, oh, gosh, time. I mean, it seems like it was just April 1st. And I was looking at that's like, I can't believe today's the 25th. Where did April go? So, I mean, it just flies by. And it will be November before we know it. And it's got to be done before November. So lots of work happening. And if folks have any thoughts, suggestions, we're definitely open to those. So we're looking for some volunteers, that kind of thing. So there's lots happening with it.
Well, I guess I don't want to overstep, but if listeners are part of a church choir, a musical
yes.
ensemble, a theatrical group, an entertainment venture, at least be open to the idea and talk to Sherry.
We would love that. That was one thing last year that just, because it was basically, you know, six staff members that did it. We want more. We'd love to have roving, like Dickens carolers. And I know some people may not want to dress up like Dickens. They don't have to, but just, you know, have carolers. And it doesn't mean you're going to do it every single weekend. It doesn't mean you're going to do it the whole time we're open, but maybe you just want to go carol for an hour. I mean, you know, we're very flexible, and we would love to have that. We would love to have some more live nativities. That really added to the atmosphere, I felt, and kind of was a good reminder of really what is Christmas all about. And we had two churches that stepped up and did that, and I know there's some other churches that hopefully will do that this year. It's not, once again, like I'm saying, it's not, you're not doing it the entire time we're open. Maybe you're just going to do one Friday night with the youth and they're going to do it, or your small group, which is actually what a small group from First Nazarene did. excuse me, they took two Sundays from 4 to 6, you know. And so it's not a major commitment that we're asking for, but we do want people in the community, like you said, if they're musical, or if you just would like to help with the live nativity, or you have other ideas. It's not a all month, it's not a whole holiday season commitment. It's just a short, whatever fits in your schedule. So we would love to hear from you. And it's not too early. We're going to be starting scheduling and those kind of things very soon. So
I understand meetings are already underway with the skating rink people and that
yep.
sort of thing.
Contract is signed. And it's, yeah, that's a done deal. So we're doing this.
Yay.
We're excited. No, we are. We are very excited. It was so much fun. I mean, it was crazy. It was a ton of work, especially because really it was basically five staff. And then, of course, community volunteers actually, you know, helping. But just the planning and the organizing, it was really like six staff members. And it was a lot of work. But it was weird work. It was fun work. So
okay.
it was just a lot of fun to put together. So it was just fun to see the enthusiasm people came in with, and just how excited people were. I mean, it's fun to put something on like that where people are just so, I mean, they'd go out of their way to tell you thank you and just appreciate it and do it again next year, and what can we do to help, and just, you know, very, very positive, very supportive.
Well, and of the evenings that I was downtown and talking to people, whether it was the Christmas parade or other evenings, there was a significant out-of-town process, presence as well. So, you know, it was a tourism event.
It was, and that's one thing we really tried to, because that was one of our goals, was we want to bring outside money in. You know, we want outside money in our community, and so we tried to do outside community advertising, one thing we will be expanding on next year. So yeah, the more outsiders we can bring in, the better. And you can drive to Tulsa and go there, and that's fine. And yes, the rink was bigger, but I won't go into all the whys. Ours are better, but ours just had a very holiday atmosphere, plenty of parking. There was just, it was safe. Why drive? Why drive that far when you have something great in your own backyard? Well, and people that are in between us and Tulsa had a choice to make. And I think a lot of them chose, especially as word started to spread, we really saw growth each weekend. We were seeing more and more out of town because word kind of would get around. Mm-hmm. And so somebody was like, oh, it's like the Hallmark Channel. And we're like, oh, that's exactly what we were aiming for. You know, we were going for that Hallmark Channel feel. And so that's what our goal was.
Okay. Well, without all the dramas. Anyway,
yes.
annual awards gala coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yep. Yeah. That's our biggest event of the year. Do a lot of community recognitions, community awards, and we got some great nominations in. We'll finish meeting on those after the 30th, and it's gonna be tough. There's a lot of good nominations that came in this year. So we do Leadership Bartlesville graduation that night also. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn, and just hope our members come out for that. It's really it's a fun night.
Well, and again, it's one of those that seems to get bigger each year. Maybe it's just the fact with the graduation, I see more well-wishers of the graduates. I don't know. Anyway, it yes. seems like it's better attended every year.
Well, it hovers around a certain number. I mean, some years it's a little bit more. Some people, you know, it depends kind of who the award winners are, too. Sometimes they bring more people. But a lot of the award winners are totally surprised. They have no idea, which is always kind of fun. So, and I know several right now have no clue that they've been nominated and that they're high on the list. Well, they don't know who they are, so they have no idea. So, but some great people were nominated this year. So,
well, that's
some good companies.
Looking forward to hearing those names and watching the surprise look on their face when they get called up forward. Business After Hours also coming up. What is that? The 3rd, I think.
May the 3rd. Yep, it will be at First Investment downtown on Osage there, and they're co-hosting with Express Employment, and they did this last year. It was a really nice Business After Hours, and once again, anybody in your office, we encourage them to come out. Doesn't have to be the owner or the manager. Have people from your office attend. A lot of people, this ranked as still the most popular event we do on the membership survey. People love, one of the reasons they joined the chamber, I think it was like the 3rd or 4th top reason, was they're looking for networking. They're looking to make connections. And this is one of those events. It's a free event. It's a great way to do that. So we had Speed Networking. That's another free event that we do that meets that need. And I had a great turnout last night and had a lot of fun, made some good connections there. So anyhow, it's coming up May the 3rd for our next Business After Hours. So come out.
And before the day before that is Chamber U.
Yes. And this is a great topic. This is free, another free event for our members. And it's going to be on optimization for your business. And this, I get a little way over my head, but I'm not the technical computer person. But when you're searching for a business, you want your business to come up high on the list. And she is going to be going through a lot of tips, things that will help you, things you can do with your website, things to get you to come up higher in the search engine. And so I encourage you, if you own a business and you're reliant or part of your customer base, you know, you're looking for new clients through that way, I would encourage you to attend. It's free, you know, an hour, hour and a half of your time. If you walk away with a couple good tips, it's going to be well worth, obviously, the time and money you spent, because you didn't spend any money, but, you know, an hour out of your day to grow your business, I think it's very, very valuable. She does a great job. And the presenter is Beth Broombraw. She's one of our newer members, and she's a great consultant to work with. So a lot of our members have actually hooked up with her and used her. And so we're having her. She's done one seminar for us already. And I think we're going to be doing this one also as Facebook Live. So if you can't get away, we're going to be filing these on our website, and you can go back and watch past trainings. So it was another thing that we wanted to do. It came up on our membership survey that people liked that idea. And so we're going to be doing any trainings that we do. We'll kind of have a library on our website, and you can go in when it works in your schedule. and be be able to go back and watch those. So we're really trying to look at what's the best way we can meet our members' needs. So.
Okay. Well, again, that's coming up real soon. Tomorrow it is the tournament for the golf course. And
if you want to play, let us know.
Okay. One, at least a short, small opening for you if you want to play and you're not already on the list. Sherry, thanks so much, and looking forward to Christmas time already.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 News from the Oklahoma News Network. On the way next.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. The $7.6 billion